A survey released this week by UCLA indicates that more college freshmen identify themselves as liberals now than at any time in two decades. Nearly 30% say their views are liberal or far left, a much greater percentage than consider themselves conservative. Meanwhile, many young conservatives are attending the Conservative Political Action Conference in Arlington, Virginia, which wraps up today. NPR's Andrea Seabrook went to the conference to test reaction to the new survey.
Melissa Moskal says the news of the survey is dismaying. She works with the Young Americas Foundation, trying to change the tide of liberal ideas.
The way we think about it is that if you never had any outside support from a group like Young Americas Foundation, or you didn't seek out the information on your own, you would almost become a liberal by osmosis. It is so pervasive all around the country at so many college campuses that we look at a survey that shows that students are more liberal and we're not surprised by it. They really can't help it.
The conference is abuzz with conservative activists, and many are students in their late teens and early 20s. They're here to see conservative luminaries like Jesse Helms, George Will, Alan Keyes, and Pat Buchanan. They're also talking strategy on political issues, gun owners' rights, tax cuts, right to life, school prayer. These students see liberalism oozing out of MTV and rock and rap lyrics. But if it's hip to be liberal, what is it to be conservative? 19-year-old Rick Barry, a freshman at George Washington University, says it's not geeky, but certainly different.
It's funny, we were having a class discussion the other day, and so much of the class didn't believe in an absolute truth, for example. You know, and it just made me think, you know, our country is based on this idea of certain rights given to us by our Creator, certain truths like life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and there's very little morality. And to make a moral argument is just ridiculous in college right now, I find.
Lori Martin, a freshman at Bowling Green State University in Ohio, agrees it's hard to fit in on campus.
I can't have a debate with friends about anything involving the government or schoolwork or anything because they don't have the facts behind it. They're all emotional. It'll be like, oh, I don't think that's right. That's just, you know, that hurts my feelings. It hurts the feelings of others. I said, well, what's the background for that? You know, you put the facts on the table, and I'm okay with it.
Lori and her friends Andrea Vasilevsky and Shauna Warner say they have to battle the stereotype of young conservatives, and they do. They have bright dyed hair, jeans and t-shirts, even eyebrow piercings.
I've never seen a Republican with an eyebrow raise.
Yeah, that's new.
Well, that's cool, you know? So are you guys kind of underground?
Yes.
You kind of go against the stream this way.
So. Like, what you see is, like, on MTV and all this stuff, the people behind it are all liberal words I can't say. And so, of course, you're going to think, oh, we're conservatives. We got to go home by 9 o'clock and be in bed. But it's not like that because your TV's one-sided.
So if liberal ideas are hip now, maybe the next generation underground ultra-cool trend will be conservatism. After all, this upcoming generation was born in the glory years of one of their political idols, Ronald Reagan. Freshman Rick Barry.
I think Ronald Reagan was a perfect leader. I mean, he was conservative, but also very likable and witty, and he really got people to like him. And that's, you know, people wanted to follow him because he was so effective at getting them to like him.
Many here say the liberalism in youth culture is without a foundation of belief, that lefties are only going along with the crowd. They may claim they like big government and social responsibility, conservatives say, but those beliefs don't stop them from pulling out a fake ID in a bar. The students here say their politics are not the only thing setting them apart from the left. As conservatives, they say, they hold fast to their beliefs. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Arlington, Virginia.